This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 207 for Friday, December 30th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. In a final trading day of 2022, the ICE Futures canola market is higher to start it off, despite light trade activity. Chicago soy oil continued its ongoing decline, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both up. Crude oil is mixed with a positive bias on Friday morning after a restart of the Keystone Pipeline, which had been shut down due to an oil spill earlier this month. An anticipated rebound of Chinese demand and the possibility of less Russian crude oil in the market also affected prices. North American markets will be closed on January 2nd due to New Year's Day. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent from Thursday's close. The March canola contract is up $1.10 per ton at $876.20. In the U.S., corn is moving upwards, while both soybeans and wheat are making double-digit gains. Analysts are expecting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to report export sales of U.S. corn between 600,000 and 850,000 tons for the week ended December 22nd. Data from the Energy Information Administration show that ethanol producers averaged 963,000 barrels per day through the week ended December 23rd, down 66,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks increased 569,000 barrels to 24.64 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is saying that Argentina's corn crop is only 15% good to excellent, with 63% already planted. The March corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.83. The USDA weekly export sales report is expecting between 500,000 and 900,000 tons of soybeans sold during the week ended December 22nd. Soy meal sales would consist of a range between 125,000 and 300,000 tons, while sales for soy oil would be below 30,000 tons. 72% of Argentine soy plantings are complete, but the crop is only 10% good to excellent compared to 57% last year. The January soybean contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.27, while the March soybean contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.31. Export sales for U.S. wheat is expected to be between 200,000 and 450,000 tons for the week ended December 22nd. Drought conditions are expected to continue for hard red wheat growing areas of the U.S. The Argentine wheat harvest is 91% complete, compared to 78% last week. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.92. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.87. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.30. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, December 30th. From everyone at MarketsFarm.com, we wish you a very happy new year. In Winnipeg, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.